Hello, can you hear me? We are on. Is there? Am I going through? Hang on. Go like this. Oops. Like this. Oh no. Here I am. Chat. Sorry, I just had to. Ah, excellent. Melissa can hear me. So good to see you. How exciting. I'm not quite sure how many we're going to be today. It's a bit of an awkward hour for some of you. I have clients in Australia and have clients. Well, Melissa, you're from Australia. And we have in the States, so that is really early in the States. Yes, you're from Australia. Hello. Oh, it's such a treat. Thank you for joining us, Melissa. First of all, I want to apologize if my voice is a bit mumbled. As you can tell, I've now got braces on. I didn't have that a few months ago, so it's a fairly new thing. I'm trying to talk clearly and not too quickly, so I hope that I come through. It is a bit of a problem sometimes because my inner lip gets stuck and I accidentally spit on the screen. It's not very charming. Gudrun, yay, excellent. Oh, this is exciting. I'm so happy to see you. I feel very connected to you all already. There's so many of you that I've had a chance to meet on a different plane, so to speak, because I've done your readings. So, hi, Gudrun. I got your letter. I'll get back to you. Lovely.
Thank you. Yeah, it was long. I know.
It was a good letter. Thank you. I like when things are very clear and precise, so I know what I tend to and I know how I can serve you best. But it will take time. And I think you appreciate that you will get my full attention. I think that's work.
Absolutely. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
It's not a problem. Thank you. And I like to address that. Gudrun wrote me an amazing letter and I have never gotten so much feedback from so many in a group before. And it really tells me something about this group that we have now. There's a deep desire, and there's in the collective space, and there's a need, and there's a want to go beyond, because we are talking about hair, but we're also talking about so much more. And I think you all understand this. Hi, Dagmar. I hope I pronounced it correctly. I pronounced it a bit from where I'm from, which is Scandinavia originally. And your name would be Dagmar, which is an old name from where I'm from. Okay. Someone pronounced it differently, I think. So when I see that the collective is really stepping up And it's not just one, it's not just two, it's like several people really giving me feedback and really, really taking the time to sit and write me, which I encourage, then I understand that there's something happening here together that is different. Many times we will experience in this field that I'm working from, and particularly also because you don't come to me one-on-one, we don't sit together and we work in a group and we do it online, that it has a distance, which is real. It's a real distance that there's a screen and many miles and hours between us all. And so sometimes what happens that people accidentally forget the distance that we experience isn't real. Right? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Particularly when we work within this field that I'm working with, which is a meta field. It's not necessarily concrete. The results are concrete because what we're doing is we are binding the inner world, the outer world, and we are binding the upper level and the lower level. And I'm the facilitator. Oh, wow. Can you tell how I'm sweating? I'm working. So when I have a group, when I have a group that really become real, not just to me, because you are all very real to me in so many levels, very real. I feel you and I speak to parts of you when I'm doing energy work on you. And so when I get all these letters, then I'm just mesmerized because I'm thinking there's a shift. I can tell there's a shift that's been going on for a very long time in all these platforms that we know of, who's facilitated this that we can give you, being a part of moving things in a global way. And I'm just realizing that it's becoming so much more normal. It's becoming so much more real for it too. And I'm just so, wow. I could never believe this, you know. When I started working on me, which is like 20 years ago, I couldn't talk to anybody about it. It was such a taboo. It was just so weird and such a strange thing to do that there was just a limit here. You could only go like, well, sometimes I do yoga, or yeah, sometimes I do some exercise. You always had to be very careful how far you take. Now I can speak to the world and say, I'm a facilitator where the divine works through me. I bring something in that someone needs in this world so that we can participate in a growth and a new paradigm and in a new situation. And I can speak about this freely and authentically. And so when I get these letters, I understand that it's been taking in on a new level. This is real. This is something that we are in together as human beings on this planet. And it tells me that we have changed, the times have changed. And it tells me sorry, I'm just adding people here. Have everybody's in here? It's a message. Okay, good. Okay. Sorry. And it tells me that when that happens, we see change even quicker. I know this. And I know this when I work on you. When I step in and start doing the healing work that you have ordered and paid for, and I do deep healing sessions on all of you, minimum once a week for 1.5 hours. And when I have live sessions with you, I do it just before. And I do it just before because we want to push the boundaries. We want to take it even further when we're together and we meet each other. So I set the tone, and I even go and I work on my computer. And I work on the space where I'm sitting so that everything that could be in an interference gets cleared away and we have a quicker access. So this is why I'm already sweating, because I've already been working for quite a while on everyone. And I can tell that the work that's going on is really moving. This is a very strong group. All groups are different. Very different. But this group, because of all the feedback, I just kept receiving all this wonderful, wonderful feedback. So engaged, so clear, so eager to participate that it just blew my mind. It just blew my mind. And I just want to also give a holler. This is so cool. We have two. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I can't help myself. You just need a pat on the shoulder. We have two young men in our group. Mm. Yeah. And I think it was a present from their mothers, perhaps. Which makes it even sweeter. Because it tells me there's a communication in the house. A trusting situation where they really support each other. And then we come back to what I just said. There's a normalization going on. All of a sudden, as mothers, we can talk to our offspring about, oh, I just heard about this energy worker who does things with hair. And then the son will go, oh, okay. I assume, you know. And I'm thinking, wow, where did that come from? This is mind-blowing. Imagine having someone so young as these young men are, much younger than me, that's for sure, stepping into the space with us and wanting to participate in this forum that we have. And being here, I think they represent a new world. They represent a new time. And we benefit from it. We really do. So I just want to give out a holler to this young man. That's just, wow, amazing. Thank you. Yes. So now when I'm talking, I'm very much accustomed to talking and addressing women. I do sometimes have men on the program, but this time there's a change, a real, real one. And so I have to remember, I'm not just only talking to women. So I have to balance that. But I thought it was very important. It was very important to me to address it at least. I see it as something so precious. These young men are going to marry your daughters one day, you know, understand? So they will bring something completely new to the home as fathers and these great human beings that they are, because I've felt their soul. I know. And that's so precious. So I'm not sure how many more we can expect joining us because of the hours for some people around the world. It's Sunday, so I took the chance, and I know that I will be mailing the recordings out so that maybe they will have a chance to get a quiet moment. It's Sunday, so they can take it in at their own pace. Today, which the work I've already begun a few hours ago, is about really addressing where do we come from, and what does that even mean when we just have hair on our heads? Everybody has hair. But what's so unique about human beings is that we are the only ones who grow hair the way that we do. There's no other life source on this planet who grows hair the way that we do. And I believe, and accordingly to my teachings and what I have been taught and studied and my background, as you might have guessed, I come from a mystical background. It says on some of the info that you have. I was raised and I live a very traditional Jewish life, and I live in Israel. And so my background is from a very, very sort of small branch within this whole long story that my tribe has. And it's a branch, or not a branch, but, well, you can say that, I think, that really studies the mystical teachings and live by them. And this is what I know, and this is my strength, and I'm very connected to these words and the truth of these words. And I know they are words of light, and they are words of the divine given to all mankind. And this is why I'm here. I'm stepping out of my personal comfort zone and not just addressing my own people, but I'm addressing the world, sharing this wisdom, which is ancient. It goes thousands and thousands of years back in time. We have a lot of sources that are extremely, if not completely, difficult for others to obtain and to understand, because it's always been within the tribe itself, and it was not really something that you could share for so many years. But today we can. Everything has changed. There's a different freedom for all mankind. And any words of light must be shared. And any wisdom of light and the divine must be used for the greater good. And so this is why I sit here today. This is what I come with, and this is my gift to you. So when we talk about hair, it is rather peculiar that we are the only living beings on this planet who actually grow hair the way that we do. There is no other creature who does so. So the obvious question is, why is that so? Is there a reason for it? In the medical world, they will address it very scientifically and very stringent and say, in effect, hair itself is dead, like nails, because the life source is deep in here, within the follicles and so forth, and from the nails is within the roots and so forth. And that is correct, but it's not the whole truth. When we look at the mystical principles and we start learning about the divinity and the identity and the importance to hair. Now, we come from different places in the world, everyone of us in the group, so we will have a different narrative, all of us. But I think, or this at least is my experience, then when we look at hair, it is really something that goes through all of the people of the world. There will be a story. It almost, it doesn't matter who you are, there's always a story and there's always a fashion to it in time. It doesn't matter if you're from Africa or if you're a Amazon Indian or if you are like me, Jewish, or if you are Muslim, or if you are Hindu, or if you are a secular girl in Berlin, or in London, or in New York. There's always a story, and that story changes accordingly to time and accordingly to fashion. But the focus of it is enormous. Hair has such a great impact to our vision of who we are standing in front of and the vision of what we see ourselves. We know how absolutely shattering it is when you start losing hair. Many of us in this program have tried that, have seen it fall off in bulks. All of a sudden, out of the blue, no reason at all. It becomes, with the imprint that we have, a sign of disease and a sign of weakness. It is as if, for a man, he will lose his potency, his manlyhood, his status as being capable and someone who can stand up. He loses faith in his own strength and the way he is being seen as someone capable. For a woman, it's almost the same, but not quite, because she's a woman. For her, it becomes a sign of lack of fertility, a lack of beauty, really about beauty. And she herself will look at herself with shame. She's embarrassed and she becomes broken by it. The volume of the hair, the length of the hair, particularly with women, plays a great part too, a very great part. When it's not very voluminous, she also judges it, and she's been taught to do so by our time. It is definitely not considered very pretty or being hollowed up like, wow. It doesn't have a wow effect. And we have a shaming aspect again. The truth of it is, that the hair itself was given to us to be a part of a divine divinity. So sometimes when we lose hair, it is true, it can be a sign of a disease, an imbalance. But what kind of imbalances are we talking about? Are we talking about what the media tells us, what the fashion world is telling us, the times and the pressure, or what our parents sort of incorporated in us, that you need to be strong, you need to be fierce. So if you lose your hair as a male, you're all of a sudden you lose your manhood. Is that it? Is that the truth? No. It's not. The truth is, it was given to us to support us. It has a different story to tell. And we can't allow anyone else to tell us what that story is. The needs to be a very clear understanding about this. Who you are and who your hair is for you and what it's meant to be, no one can tell you. It's not gonna come from the cover of Vogue or any other magazine or any shampoo commercial, and it's not going to come from the times of our lineage, which have changed also its idea about through time, what that means. It's an imprint that we have to release. I know many of you have been given hair readings. Not everyone has, because we are mixed group. Some of you in those readings have been given pictures, and they were very, very carefully selected. Not by me, but by Source. Because Source energy, the divine, wanted you to see a different truth about you. So each picture will trigger something quite often you'd have to work with, because many times it's not how you see yourself. But it will also show you a true sense of beauty. It will give you a whole new perspective. And this is where we come into the layer of truth and the reason to why we have hair. The hair is there for you to gain from, not from everybody else to gain from, to tell you how it should look like or what is the latest and this shade is really nice, yada yada. No, for you, for your soul journey and for your life purpose. And the beauty of this program is where it goes beyond, where we're not just healing imbalances and starting new growth and so forth. The beauty of it is that there's an alignment process happening. When we work with this, the truth of you becomes much more visible. And that's a level of beauty that people can't argue against. That's the level of beauty when someone would say, well, I wouldn't really call her model, but I just couldn't help myself. I kept staring. Have you ever heard that? Have you heard about people being fascinated by these persons who just are individuals who just somehow stand out? And that's a truth, because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, right? But what is it we behold when we have a statement like that? It's basically saying, no, she's not really, or he is not really, accordingly to the latest fashions or the rulings, or wasn't that tall? I thought he would be taller, you know, but wow. I just wanted to be there. I really wanted to meet this person. Why is that? It's because there's alignment, and it's because you can't argue against a higher truth. You cannot be the judge of something that we don't understand, but we perceive. Ooh, that was a good one. We don't understand what it is. It is beyond us. It's beyond me too. But I perceive it. I take it in. I respect it. I want to be there. I want to talk to this person. I don't get it though. Who is this person? But it's alluring. And that's really what it is when we start working with the crown. The crown is alluring. It radiates and it has to shine. That is beyond. It's not just, oh, my frizz is in control, it's manageable, you know, I just had a style. It's more than that. It's magnetic. can't help yourself. You need to go there and you want it. And this is really what I facilitate, which is also, again, why it's so fascinating when I get these letters, that I think so many of you intuitively, emotionally, and spiritually have actually understood. Actually understood. And you've had the courage, because it takes courage, and I find this very admirable. It takes courage to say, you know what? I think I'm going to flash my crown. It really takes courage, particular when you're older than me, I'd say. It might be a little bit easier for me. Now, I don't know if any one of you here knows my age, but I was just asked yesterday, how old are you, Anya? Because people forget. And I always laugh it off. And I go, well, it won't be soon. Well, it will be soon enough, then I'm half a century old. Yes, I was born in 72. I came into this world in 72. But as I answered again, and I said, do you know what? Anything, you can pick a number, anything from 27 to 300 years is fine with me, because it changes on a daily basis and it changes almost on an hourly basis. There are moments where I'm exhausted and I look like a hag, and then I have a good moment the day after. But why was I asked this? They should know, the friends of mine. Then no, my husband is 14 years younger than me. It's quite the story in our community. Quite, it is, it's a big story. I entertain with it a lot and my husband loves it. He's 14 years younger. He met me when he was 24 and I was 39. And he was like, I'm marrying you. And I was like, No, I don't think, no. I was embarrassed. I thought it was a bit embarrassing. And he's like, no, you're cool. He was drawn not to the age. He couldn't grasp it. People can't grasp it when they're around me my age. I saw the surprise in some faces just before when I said so. It's not real when I say my age, right? And what he did was, he said, but this is a good place to be. He was drawn, he was lured into my crown, to my presence, because I'd worked so long on certain things. I'd really managed to overcome a lot of blocks, a lot of hindrance, a lot of tragedy, and a lot of things. Life is not always easy. We know this. Throw us a bit of our cards here and there. We need to accept that. The question is, how do we get back on the horse again? He saw that crown. He saw that presence, this light being, and he said, that's where I have to be. But I think it was easier for me to claim it because I was born in 72 and there's a big shift around the late 60s and up in the 70s in our time where women really become like stepping up and stepping out. This is the time of early feminism, you know, you have working mothers and so forth. But when you're older than me, it's not the same. You were raised differently. There's a huge, huge line here. It's pretty big, actually. And also, where are you raised? What's your culture? What's your imprint? It matters a lot. I'd say women who are older than me, they have definitely been told a lot. You need to be a good girl. All the time. The problem was, what does that even mean? The problem with this sentence is, you need to be a good girl, often meant you're not a good girl You're not supposed to be seen. You're not supposed to be heard. Now go help your mom in the kitchen. That was pretty much how you raised girls before. And I have to say, we think we've come a long way, and I think we have, but it's still there. It's still there. Women who have strong voices, women who shine, women who are extraordinarily beautiful will be slagged for it. It's a taboo, but they will. Don't think you're better. Don't think you have it all served on a silver plate. Be a good girl. Don't raise your voice. Don't be sassy. Why am I sassy? I'm just speaking my truth. Why is that sassiness? Why is it not fierce? So we've come a long way. And right now, in this time where we're living, there's a commotion. It's sort of a bit exploded. A lot of things. And I like to address it and look at it with a positive spin on it. I like to say, well, before you make the fine and clean up, there's always going to be a lot of mess. And mess, when it comes to human beings and how we communicate today and wokeism and feminism and the whole political scheme of it, it just sounds like too many voices screaming at each other too loud without really being in coherence. Even though I think most people want the same thing, and it's really to be heard, it's to be seen, and it's to be valued for it. And it doesn't matter who you are. So right now, it's a precocious time. It's interference, it's noise, it's shattering thoughts, it's confusion. But this forum that we have doesn't work with that. We can address it as I do now, because not addressing it is also a bit weird, as if we're not a part of the world, but we are. We're all a part of it. And we are all influenced by it, by the time where we live. So I would like to say about it here, we work with an alignment. We work with a coherence, and we work with the higher truth of it. And the higher truth of it is a divine truth. And when we work with that, things change in an organic way where we don't have to be confused, we don't have to shout, and we don't have to fear not being seen. The value of you is priceless. And if you are priceless, then the crown that you carry is beyond value. Every crown that a queen holds has jewels and diamonds. Your jewels and diamonds is your every essence. Everything that you are, every cell in your body must become polished, must become awakened and balanced so that your crown will serve you, so that you do not bow to the confusion, to the noise, to the expectations of what once was, but doesn't hold your truth. You're here to speak and be heard. You are here because you matter. Being means in this world that you are needed. This, I want to tell you something. In my tribe, we talk about birthdays a bit differently than most do. It wasn't always such a big deal, but it became it. And it became it with the mystical teaching. Because all of a sudden we became aware that the godly world is real in the sense that that means that you have to be real in the godly sense too. It's a mirror reflection. And if you came into this time in this world right now, it could only mean one thing, that your value of your presence in this world is needed, not just for mankind, but for God himself. You coming into this world was God saying, source energy, the divine saying, I need you to be you right now, this moment in time. I need you to shine your divine light at this time. And the crown that you carry is an imprint of that. This is our truth, and this is why we have hair. Yes? Profound. I love this. Just gonna have some water. So clearly, knowing this now and having heard this now, we come to understand the utter mindlessness and complete irrelevantness to fashion ideas and styles. Not that we can't be inspired by it, but we can't allow ourselves to be run around in circles by it. If you know the truth, and I speak higher truth here, because there's levels of truth in our reality. When I talk about truth right now, then I don't talk about I'm being honest. That's my realness. What I'm talking about is a truth that we can't argue against, which is a divine truth. We can't chase gravity. It's a higher truth. You can say, I don't believe in gravity. So what do you want me to answer to that? It's not going to go away just because you don't believe in it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you don't believe in God. It's irrelevant because we live in a world where godliness presents itself and presides. Your beliefs doesn't define that. It defines your experience, but it doesn't define higher truth because you can't change that. You can't change the night and day. You can't change that the grass isn't green. You can't change the blue sky. You can't change gravity. There's so much we cannot change. because it's a higher truth. It's a part of the design of our role that we need to cohere to, because we can't change it. You can argue against it, go ahead. But what are you going to do about it? And I have to say, isn't that wonderful? Because it becomes so real all of a sudden. It becomes so real what we are part of, how grand it is, and that we can tap into it. You still don't have to have faith. It works. It helps. But it doesn't really change its truth. So here I am, and I facilitate that truth. And I do that cautiously, because I don't think that I matter greatly in this matter. I don't think I'm that important, and I wonder, what am I doing here? I'm just a regular person with braces on my teeth, looking silly. But the truth is, I have something to offer. And the truth is, the divine helps me offering this. And it's not out of the blue. It's not just served to me. It's something that I worked for a long time. I just never thought anybody wanted to partake in it. So this is great. So here's what we take with us, some of it. We can't allow ourselves to be confused about who we are. You don't have to have blind faith to make great changes in your life. You're not God. You're godly, but you can't change. There's certain things you can't change. But stepping up and wanting to change things and become conscious about the truth, the higher truth, and where you stand in that, that's everything. Because creation is constant. It can't stop. Because if it stops, we don't have infinity. That's just how simple that is. It's not that difficult to understand, even though I'm talking actually very difficult concepts here, mystical principles. So when we make a choice, like you have, now you have become what is called a conscious co-creator. We create constantly the changes or the differences from where do you create what you want, what do you need, what does the time need, what is your calling? Where is your soul at? Are you in communication? And how is your crown doing? Is it with you? Or did you leave it behind? Because you had to be a good girl. Or you've not been eating your vitamins. Or you've been reading too many fashion magazines, and you have been treating your hair with so many chemicals, or just using the flattening iron and burned it off. Because someone said, this is gorgeous, you have to be like that. What we're doing now is recreating life source, the life source of your crown, which means we're removing anything that stands in the way. And it's already going really well. Very proud of you. Very. You're alert, you're present. Every time I'm in the group and I'm working on you, things just go smoothly. Foof, foof. And I can feel it when I'm clearing goo, when I'm cleaning debris, when I'm cleaning imprints and detoxing and bzzz, you know, trying to infuse that divine life, new growth and healthy thoughts and inspiration and incitement and insights and so forth, because it's all connected. So it's a whole new creation, because creation is whole new all again, but this is more, we're adding layers to it, because we are saying here, I'm consciously working on this particularly. And that's the main thing, because you can. The world recreates itself constantly. It never stops. It can't. So every breath we take is us being a part of a new creation. It never stops. That can sound a bit daunting, because then you go, oh, what if I create something wrong? Well, easy does it. Don't be scared. Don't be alarmed. Focus and time is on your side. And I am. And the divine am. Always. Always on your side. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist, not having the divine on your side. But there is such a thing of not feeling it. There is such a thing of not experiencing it and being broken down. That's real enough, but it doesn't mean you're not supported. There's been many reasons for why you feel broken down. Many reasons. So I just want to do an activation with you where we move something together here. And I want to sort of put a stop to this thing about our concept of what perfection is, because we are terribly brainwashed about it, and it gets in our way. Your perfection is the radiance of you, and your crown will always reflect that when that is in alignment. It can't anything other. And from that point on, it just keeps sort of moving you forward. Even when you have setbacks. I had setbacks. 1.5 years ago, I lost 1/3 of my hair. Just fell off massively. And I have this really thick hair. And I was like, why is the hair everywhere? And it was in chunks, literally in chunks. I was in shock. Oh, there's the cat. Hello. And so I had to look into a lot of things. I had to go deep inside myself and figure out what was happening here. I had to look at my diet. I had to look at my supplements. I had to look at what I could do. And I had to have that conversation with Source Energy, the Divine. Where are we here? And this is really where my program stems from. It stems from me having a really bad experience and something that just made me so terribly unhappy, so very unhappy. And it wasn't until I lost my hair I understood how important it was, because I'd taken it for granted. I always had this gorgeous hair, and it's pretty gorgeous now. It's still new hair coming out all the time. And this is my own hair color. I don't dye my hair. And I'm almost 50 years old. So there's an allowance here. An allowance to step away from what doesn't work. An acceptance of pulling in a different dimension, a different take on it, a deeper take on it, mystical and emotional and and spiritual, very spiritual. That we can change things when we put things a little bit in order and we start looking at it with a new, clear set of eyes. And it takes courage, it takes patience. But already that is some of the most beautiful character traits to human beings, our curiosity, our bravery, and our need for change. It's gorgeous when you think of it. Every time there has been big shifts in mankind, in story, and in the world, it was because you couldn't stop the ones who couldn't stop themselves making those changes. They just had to do it. And people were looking at them, mocking them, but they just had to do it. There was a need, there was this calling for something better. And that's why you're here. And you all have your own story to what that means, to where you are exactly in your life right now. And it means something different to all of you from what you will take away from it. But what we will work on very specifically is that you will get the right support and that the crown that you hold will shine and it will carry you and it will bring you that level of comfort and beauty that you are and that you are meant to claim. So I'm just going to do this activation with you before we end. It's almost been an hour already. I can't believe it. How did that happen? Wow. So it's not a long one and it's just a few words and it came to me after I did my 1.5 session on you before I went on. I always ask source energy, is there anything I should bring to the table that you want me to say specifically? And then the words come to me and I write it down. Sometimes I can't see my own scribbles because it goes so fast and I can't keep up with it. But there's a few things that Source Energy asked me to say. And I'm just going to prep here. I wanted to talk to him about frizziness and all these things, but, you know, we have a few more sessions and we'll get to that next week. And don't be shy. If you have questions, always write me. It's fine. I'm right here. So I was going to say there's a few readings that I need to ship out. They're on their way, so don't be alarmed. It's been taking a bit longer this time than usual because there has been, how can I call it, interference in my region lately. So I had to work in a very very calm and a bit slower pace than I usually can do. So I wasn't so snap about it as I usually am. So I apologize for that. Okay. I am source being, I'm being called in here. I am at my right place at the right time in my life. What I see is not my reality, but what I will conquer. I am beyond what they see. I am so being and I serve a purpose of meaning. I serve a purpose of beauty and alignment. I reject false imprints of perfection. They do not hold my standards as a divine creature. I am beyond the illusions of it. I am beyond the manipulations of it. And I thank thee. I release my shame. I release my imprints. Time holds no hold on me. It has no claim for where I am moving forward to. I serve my lineage with pride. I serve it with honor and with no shame. I stand tall as I grow. I speak my words from deep within my heart and being. I align myself from beyond what was so that I can serve for what will be and what will come. I honor thee and I honor every breath I take. I speak truthfully. I speak with joy. As I allow myself to shine beyond my own understandings. And so it is. And so it will be. Thank you. I don't know if you can hear the cat. He was in on it. He's so sweet. He doesn't like being alone. Gorgeous beings, gorgeous creatures. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me. So sweet, all of you. Oh, it's another familiar face. I know you. I know you didn't get your reading yet. I'm on it. Oh, I'm sweet. I just love this. I love these get-togethers. I just really do. It's always so precious. And I fear you all very much. You all right? Everybody's all right? Let me know if there's anything you need. Let me know if there's something particular you want me to address. I listen to your energy settings. Gudrun, go ahead.
Thanks. I'm just wondering, you gave us three activations also in the package, so to say. So can we also use all of them in a row?
Yeah. You've had them now for a while. So I reckon most of you have listened to them already. And so at this time, I'd say you can really use them how you like.
Okay.
At first, I would recommend to, you know, take one, take the second, because they're really, really very precise in what they address and also encoded also the physicality and the biology of it. And so we needed to be very precise about when do you do what. And so at this point, I think you could just trust your intuition and go with what you really take to. If there's one that's calling you particular, just go for it. Yeah.
And otherwise, we can use all of them just in a row.
Yeah. If you feel good with that, you can do that. I've had some time when they really feel it very intensely. So then I say, okay, then maybe you should just listen to it once a day. Maybe that's good enough for you, you know. You need to tune in and then trust your own signals here.
Right.
You will know better, because when you get a feeling of something, then there's someone telling you from inside of your soul or your spirit self, you know, fine.
Great.
You know, go do the dishes instead and come back, you know.
Yeah, that's how I live my life. So do you recommend to take earphones when we, or how do you say?
Yes. I actually think if you want them, I honestly think that if you really want the deep level of it, you're not getting cheated if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't work like that. Once the frequency is there, you can have them on silent. But I actually do think than when you have your earplugs on or your headphones on and you do it with that and you take a moment and you just sort of focus a little bit on it, then you can really feel it. You can really gain some benefits, and you can tap in yourself and go make a little test on yourself. Go from a scale to 1 to 10, how do I feel right now? Am I scatterbrained or anything like that? And then maybe on a 4, maybe on a 5, and see where you are afterwards, because the change is always very real.
Yeah.
And then I think it's very, very important to take from it that when we work with changes, we need to acknowledge when they're real, because it becomes easier for you, because you're training your metabolism, you're training your body, you're training your mind, you're training your soul, you're training your spiritual self. So when you start really addressing, now there's a change, this is good, now there's a change, this is good, then everything inside of you is going to go, I've got this. And so when you work with energy work, it simply becomes faster and faster for you.
Great. Thank you so much for the answer.
You're so welcome. Anyone else who has something they want to get up the chest? Now's the time. I'm right here. Okay. You don't have to. It's good. It's okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Just wanted to know, can I join the Facebook group? I was trying to join it.
Oh, did I not notice? If so, I apologize.
That's okay.
You did send a request?
I did.
I'm going to go in straight away. I'm going to find you.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for telling me.
No problem.
Okay, are we ready to say see you soon?
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, see you soon, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So a pleasure. Oh, thank you, Melissa. Mm-hmm. Melissa, thank you for joining us all the way from Australia. Wow, that's really impressive. Very impressive, I must say. Wow.
Bye, thank you.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Tristan.